This is a Sandy Way Productions podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to All Have Another podcast with Lindsay Hine. I'm your host, Lindsay. Thanks so much for being here today. This conversation was super fun. If you ran the Boston Marathon, first, let me just say congratulations. It was a wonderful weekend in Boston. It's always so much fun. It's always an ever-evolving weekend. And I got to stand on Boylston and cheer on all of you amazing runners. So much fun. This conversation, brought to you by Wazelle, is Fast Girls Live with Kara Goucher and myself. We recorded this on Saturday, April 13th, the weekend in Boston. Wazelle is excited to empower the rising generation of women in sport. And this was such a cool opportunity for these young women to share their stories and for Kara to join in the conversation as well while I moderated it. Co-moderated it with Kara. This event benefited Girls on the Run Greater Boston. It's a nonprofit that helps design fun, evidence-based programs to inspire girl empowerment by building confidence, kindness, and decision-making skills. I'm sure you all know Kara Goucher, two-time Olympian, award-winning author, NBC analyst, co-host of the Nobody Asked Us podcast, and Wazelle Athlete Advisor. I had the opportunity to become friends with Kara when she was part of our Relay podcast, and I appreciate everything she does for the sport. She's an honest and relatable voice, and she will stand up for what she believes in and also encourage the next generation. So in this conversation, Kara and I talked to five high school girls who are doing some incredible work in the sport. They're going to share their accomplishments in this podcast episode. These are all girls who live around the Boston area. And I mean, they're wise beyond their years. I was thinking if I was sitting up on stage with a microphone in my hand at that age, I would have been trembling. And it was so impressive the way they talked about the sport and their love for it. And needless to say, I think our sport is in good hands. I was also able to ask Kara some questions, and I hope that that dialogue between her and the girls was something that was valuable to these young athletes as well as the people in the audience, and hopefully you as well. This might be one if you have a young athlete in your family to share this episode with them. I, again, just want to say thank you to Wazelle for this opportunity. Thank you to Kara, and thank you to Girls on the Run for including me in this event. It was a real honor, and it was my last event of all the Boston Marathon podcasting adventures, and it was really fun to finish it off with this one. So please enjoy my conversation with Kara Goucher, and here are our five high school athletes: Charlotte Tuxbury, Emma Beardsley, Gianna McGowan, Kaylee Dalger, and Rachel Starr. Enjoy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm Kate Enrick. I work for Girls on the Run Greater Boston. We are so excited you're all here tonight. For those of you who don't know what Girls on the Run is or need a refresher, we are an after-school program for girls in third through eighth grade, and some of the panelists have participated in Girls on the Run, so it's really cool that they are here, because what they did probably at this point like 8 to 10 years ago was be a part of this program that not only gets them running and moving outside, but also thinking about social emotional things like managing our emotions, standing up for ourselves and others, and really like clearing your mind while we're exercising our bodies. So I'm excited to share we're serving over 2,250 girls just this spring, which already is, thank you. I'm gonna be cheering a lot this weekend, so thank you for that. And it's our third largest season ever, and it's only spring. So very exciting what we do. We empower girls to go at their happy pace. So whether that's really fast and you're flying, or you feel like run walking or taking it easy, we really encourage them to do what feels right, what feels good. So I did want to just give a quick shout out. There's a couple other Girls on the Run people here. If you feel inclined to donate, 60% of the girls in our program rely on financial assistance. So do the math of the 2,250 girls. It's a lot of girls who do require some sort of financial aid to participate. And if you are local and want to get involved, we'd also love to talk to you. So, and I should say, if you're not local and you still want to get involved, we can point you in the right direction and who to talk to. So thank you for being here. I'm excited to hear from everyone. And congratulations, by the way. You destroyed.
I destroyed my son today. Can you guys hear me okay? I just want to say about Girls on the Run, I volunteered in 2012, and it was so much fun. And then there's the final run, and the progress you see in the girls and the self-confidence you see them gain is truly amazing. So if you ever had the opportunity to commit to being a volunteer, it's an awesome experience. And some of the girls here, how many of you were a part of Girls on the Run? Two, yeah. It's such an amazing organization, so. Thank you, guys.
You heard it here first. If you are local, our next 5K is Saturday, June 1st, and I'd be happy to share how you can get involved with that. I'll hand it over to Ariel.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone, for being here tonight. My name is Ariel, and I'm the CEO of Wazelle. And we are super, super thrilled to be here at this event and to have the support that we've seen. Quickly before we dig in, thank you to Voice in Sport. If you are a high school athlete that is here tonight, you get a free year membership to their platform, which includes educational sessions, content, and a whole lot of inspiration and information to keep you involved in sport. So if you didn't get that card when you came in, we can hook you up on the way out. I also wanted to thank our amazing partners, Girls on the Run. This event would not have been possible without their support and their partnership. They are doing incredible, amazing work, and we highly, highly recommend that you get involved and help us impact the lives of more girls in sport positively. For those of you that don't know who Wazelle is or what we do, we are a women's performance running apparel brand, and we were founded on two beliefs. One is that women deserve better than poofy running shorts. So we all deserve to feel good when we run. And the other is that sport is transformative. We know that running in particular can change the lives of girls and women. And so we believe so, so strongly in creating pathways and platforms to make sure that that continues on. So before we get started, two quick intros. Our moderators, thank you to our moderators for being here. Lindsay Hine, she is the host of a podcast, I'll Have Another. She is also a very accomplished marathoner, 17? Awesome. She is a run coach, and she also is the mom of four boys and chickens, right? Chickens? How many chickens?
Eight
chickens now. And Kara Goucher. Kara Goucher is a former professional athlete. She is an Olympian. She is currently a broadcaster for NBC Track and Field, and she has been a really longtime friend and supporter of Wazelle, of our brand and of our team. So she is also the brains behind Fast Girl Fridays. So she created Fast Girl Friday as a platform to give high school runners, girls, a platform for their voices in the sport, because that's something that we don't see a lot of. So we're super excited to bring you Fast Girls Live tonight. Thanks for being here.
I'm so honored to moderate this panel with Kara. And as I'm looking at this crowd, I'm thinking there's probably a lot of parents of these amazing girls on the stage here. And I just want to say, like, as a parent myself, seeing you all out here and seeing the girls on the stage, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I would be so proud of my daughter if she was up here, and I have a daughter. So, Kara, I'd love to just get started. Like, why did you start Fast Girls Live and Fast Girl Friday?
Yeah, so it was last year. I was paying attention online because there was a high school boys mile, and there was so much focus on how many boys would run sub 4 minutes. And so I was really paying attention because that is very exciting. And then I paid attention, saw the results, and started to move on. And then a friend of mine posted about his daughter running at this event. And I did not even know that there was a girls' race, because all of the focus had and all the write-ups had been on the boys' race. And so if you know me and something gets under my skin, I can't sleep. And that's how I started Fast Girl Fridays, just interviewing girls randomly, like reaching out on Instagram and seeing if they'd want to chat. And I love it because they get to, there's other girls that are going to see themselves in these girls, and they learn from each other, and they get to see, like, just hear about running from other girls their age. And it's just really important to me that we highlight high school girls as well. I mean, I have a son, you have four sons. I love that my son will be highlighted, but I think it's important that we highlight the girls as well. So I'm so excited that you're here to help moderate. Lindsay's going to be the main moderator. I'm not very good at that, believe it or not. And she's a professional, so she's going to get us all going. But I thought it would be cool if you guys would all just introduce yourselves. You could just say your name, what grade you're in, maybe your favorite event, and what am I missing?
I think that's good.
Yeah.
I'm Gianna. I'm from Barica, and my favorite event is the 2 mile.
My name is Charlotte Tuxbury, and I'm a junior at Wellesley High School, and my favorite event is the mile.
I'm Kaylee. I'm a senior at Pawtucket High School, and my favorite event is the mile.
I'm Emma. I'm a sophomore at Medford High School, and my favorite event is the 800.
I'm Rachel. I'm a junior at Boston Latin, and my favorite event is the mile.
I think we can also now start with, and you can kick us off. How did you fall in love with running? Like, how did you even find the sport?
I found the sport because my grandpa was a lifelong runner. And so when I was 6, he took me to a race. And that's how I learned about running. But I didn't know that there was organized running. And when I was in 7th grade, I wanted to win this award. It was called the AAA Award. It was Arts, Academics, and Athletics. And the only sports offered were cross-country running, which I was like, or volleyball, which I thought sounded cooler. But there were tryouts for volleyball, and I went, and I was like, yep, this is not for me. And I went and joined cross country, and I loved it. The first race, I asked my coach if a girl was cheating, because she was sprinting and then walking and sprinting and walking, and she beat me. And I was like, does that count? And he was like, Kara, gun goes off, first one across the line. That's how it works. But I just loved it, and I got better, and I like really fell in love with the girls on my team, and that's how I really fell in love with running.
And we have a couple soccer players up here, too, right? Who are our soccer players? Okay.
Come this way. Tell us how you got into running. Yeah.
So I started Girls on the Run when I was in 3rd or 4th grade. And so I occasionally would do 5Ks every so often until about 8th grade. I got into running because the soccer was canceled in 8th grade for COVID. So I joined cross country, and everyone on the team was just like so kind to such a young person. And I was only 13 years old, but even the seniors, it just like felt like such a team. And so I just competed ever since then.
So I got into running. My dad was a big runner, and so I did Girls on the Run in elementary school because I mostly did gymnastics when I was younger. And then in middle school, I did cross country because my friend went to a different middle school, but the cross country team was like combined. So I wanted to see my friends, basically. And then I just really liked it, and I got more serious about it in high school.
So I got into running because my friends were doing it as well. But before, I started in 7th grade, and before I did soccer, lacrosse, basketball, like every other sport. And then I switched over in middle school when I saw all my friends were doing it.
I kind of have a similar experience to her. I played like every single sport since I was little. And then my freshman year of high school, last minute, I decided to do indoor track. And I mainly did the 600, but I did a couple 4x8s, which I thought were really fun. And then that spring, I played lacrosse, but I didn't like it anymore, so I decided to do cross country in the fall. And then I started distance running year-round.
I did 5Ks when I was younger, and then I joined the middle school cross country team, and then the high school coaches convinced me to do track.
Oh, this is my story. I ran for my middle school, and the high school coach convinced me to come out for the high school, too. Yeah.
We've got a couple upperclassmen in the group. We've got some juniors and seniors. What would you ladies tell the younger classmen, just advice as they progress their career in their high school running?
I think I would just say to have like fun with it. I mean, I didn't really run that seriously when I was younger, so I don't exactly know too much. But I think like just not taking it too seriously and still having fun with like your team and stuff is really important.
Yeah, kind of going off that, I feel like it's really easy to kind of get caught up in competition and like you kind of forget why you started to run. So I think it's really important to remember why you started running and like who you're doing it for.
Yeah, I think it's really mentally challenging to go into every race knowing you're going to be in like just as much pain as you were last time. So there's always like a ton of worry beforehand, but I think like if you're that worried about a race, it means you care a lot, and if you care that much, then it means you like you have it in you to push through. So
now Kara, what advice do you have?
This is why I love this, because you guys are so wise already. Like hearing you talk about that, like we could talk about maybe what you guys do when you get nervous, but I used to get really, really nervous, but I love what you just said. It just means you care. It means you put time and effort into it, and that feeling is okay to have. It just, if you don't get nervous and you're like, whatever, I mean, probably not going to be your best race, you know? And it's okay to put something in like that. I think my advice would be to just really embrace your teammates. I think there's always like bumps in your running and bumps in sport, and if you can really just, you know, lean into your teammate. They help you get through all those bumpy patches. But just have fun. I mean, high school is so fun. And we talked a little bit earlier about how the sport has changed and you guys are able to see what other girls are doing. But I actually kind of wanted to ask you guys that. So I'll ask you guys that and you can all answer. Do you feel pressure to compare yourself to other girls? Like when I was younger, I know this is, you guys are going to die, but there was no internet. And that was like not a thing. And so there was no way for me to know what, like there was a magazine that came out once a month called The Harrier. And then The Harrier would tell you what everyone did last month. And that was the only way that you could find out what other girls around the country were doing. And we were talking earlier that you guys know about athletic.net and you can follow other people. And so do you like that, or does it make you feel pressure that you need to be faster?
I think it's like kind of both. I like always go on athletic.net and stalk everybody. And so like it's, I like it. I mean, I think there is some pressure with it, but I think most of the time I find it like helpful. Interesting to like know what people are doing, and especially like know what my friends are running who don't like live here, so it's fun.
I also like it. I feel like there is some like pressure to it, but it's also really inspirational to see like what other girls your age are running.
I agree with what they basically said. It's really good to see what other people, like, not that you're going to be competing with, but like other people that are around you are also doing. And it's just really fun. Like, I've like gone on athletic.net to see a result for a meet, and like an hour later I'm looking at some random person's profile, just because it's really interesting to kind of see what people are doing.
Yeah, it is really cool to be able to learn what everyone else is doing and also like support each other on social media. And I think there's a big difference sometimes between going to a race to compete against people versus to just better your own time. So I think having people you're inspired by around you really helps that.
I like it because I know what I'm up against and what I'm getting myself into before a race. And I know, like, what the competition is in the area.
You guys are way more mentally strong than I was at your age. I would have been like, what? They're doing what?
Well, yeah, because I'm curious. It's like when you see something done, then you believe I can do that too. And I'm sure that, Kara, you experienced that in your career. Like, you see someone break a certain time or whatever. Do you all feel that? Like, if you see someone who you normally compete with and you're neck and neck with at races, like, break a barrier and then think, oh, I could do that too. Does that help?
Go for it.
Yeah, I like the competition because it helps, like, push you. And, like, if you know someone's run your time, you know you can run that time.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I definitely think, like, there are some girls, like, high school girls who are running, like, insane times, like, I mean, like, Sadie Englehart and stuff like that, who are just, like, crazy. But I think seeing, like, results of people who, like, you train with or who you've raced with before, like, running these times, it definitely, like, gives me confidence, like, knowing that I used to, like, I was with them in a race, like, a week ago. So I think it's really helpful.
I also think it's really helpful. It also helps you kind of, like, trust in your training, because it's, like, when you get on the line, it's, like, everybody else is feeling the same way that you are. So it's, like, when you're racing with those people, it's, like, you just know that you can also do it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's, like, it's a good way to know, like, if there's someone that you know you run with a lot of the time and seeing, like, oh, they did this really amazing thing, like, knowing that you were with them and knowing that you could also do that, I think is really inspiring.
Yeah, I'd agree with everything that's been said. Also, just seeing the same faces at meets is really nice. You get to be friends with people, and then when they're breaking barriers and meeting their goals, then you can also kind of be pushed with them.
Kara, I was going to ask you, like, when you were in their shoes, you would have been considered like a
fast girl in high school, like you're running fast. Did you envision college, professional running? And if these girls are thinking that far ahead, what would you say to them?
Yeah, I think it was my sophomore year I learned about Foot Locker. There weren't as many national championships as there are now. And when I was a sophomore, someone told my parents about Foot Locker. And so that was the race where I think 40 kids qualify now, but back then only 32 did. It was 8 from each region. And so I went and ran the regional race and qualified. And going to that national championship like really opened my eyes of like, oh, this is like a huge thing, you know? Like, they flew me out here, and I thought I was going to have to share a bed with someone. I didn't have to share a bed with anyone. And really, it like opened my eyes that, oh, this is something that like you could really do. I had seen the 1992 Olympics the summer before my freshman year, and I watched Lynn Jennings win the bronze medal. And that, watching that, like really changed my life. I was like, I want to be like her. I want to do that. I didn't want to run the 10K. It seems so long. But I saw that there was an avenue. I didn't understand that there was like a collegiate system and then you could go pro. Like I didn't understand all that stuff yet. But between watching Lynn and then going to this Foot Locker race, I started to think, I'd really like to continue doing this and see if I can be really good.
How does that make you all feel? Like, do you think about that?
I would say, like kind of what we were talking about earlier about how you can see a lot more of like what people are doing. I think you can see a lot more of like what people both your age and like professionally are doing. And so you kind of have a better idea of like, oh, to get to where this person is, I need to go to this meet and do this. And I feel like there's a better idea of like how to get to where you want to be.
I think especially watching the national championships, because they've been at New Balance, recently, has been really interesting, because it almost seems like girls that you've run against weekly are on like a pro level already. So it just feels really cool to be part of that environment and know that like they'll be racing with you again the next week. So I think it is like a really cool just next step to even just watch.
I would also agree. And I also think it's really cool to like see them at New Balance, because it's like you're also down there competing. So it's like, you're already in that environment, so you kind of get to feel kind of like the pros, like watching them run at the double NCAAs or whatever.
Yeah, I would like agree on what they've all said. Like watching nationals and stuff and like being there, it's just like seeing all these other girls race and stuff at such like a high level. Like it's definitely really motivational and encouraging.
I also think that like national championships help build your goals and help set new PRs because you're with so many good girls.
Should we hear about your accomplishments now? I'd love to hear some of the things that you ladies are most proud of. And
so this is when I talk to the girls, everyone, you guys are always so like reserved. And I'm like, now's your moment to brag. Yes. We want the brag. Tell me your most proudest, like the one or two things that you're really proud of that you've accomplished in running. Yes. And do not hold back.
You can start.
I know, you're like so polite. Just let us have it.
I went sub 11 and I ran a 10:56 in the 2 mile, winning my league meet.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm talking about.
I'd probably say like this winter track season, because I was like hurt. I broke my foot in October, so, and the doctors kind of told me that there's gonna be like a low-ish chance that I was gonna be able to run indoor, and I ended up running at nationals and I ran 4:55. So I was really like, I didn't think I was really going to be able to like train much for it, which I like didn't. I cross-trained a lot. So I was just proud of like this season being able to like run well still.
4:55 for the mile?
Yeah.
By the way, I never broke 5 minutes in high school. Never.
I think my biggest accomplishment this year was winning states for cross country. Weekend before, I didn't have the best race, so it was kind of hard to like turn like my negative thoughts like around to something positive. So it was really fun to see like me challenge myself and get on the line again.
It's awesome.
My biggest accomplishment what I'm most proud of was in indoor, I qualified for states at like the last chance meet, and I PR'd by like 11 seconds to get the qualifying time.
This was kind of a long time ago, but I think I'm still most proud of in ninth grade when I hit a 5:13 in the mile, because The whole year, my coach had kind of been saying, like, he really wants me to do cross country instead of soccer. So the whole year, he'd kind of been saying that, like, it's really difficult to catch up to all the runners who do cross country, and it's really hard to get down to what my mile goals would be. But then when I hit that, I just felt like I could keep getting better throughout high school.
I love that.
Those accomplishments are so huge. I hope you all know that. And I wonder where your mental strength comes from, because you're obviously very physically strong, but we all know that to get on the line and to win the state cross country championship and all these other amazing accomplishments you all have mentioned, like, you have to have a lot of mental determination.
Yeah, and all of those things that you guys said were, like, amazing, like an 11-second PR at the last moment, a bad race followed by a championship win. Yeah, tell us about, like, where you were mentally when you accomplished those things, and how did you find the strength to do them?
I like how running keeps me disciplined, and I like how, like, proud and all the support you get when you win. So it just, like, is a confidence booster, and it helps you step on the line again.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And then I also say that, like, before every race, like, I get super nervous, but it's just kind of a part of it. Like, you're always going to be nervous. But I think something that helps me is, like, talking, or, like, this doesn't really work for everyone because, like, everyone's different, but I always like to, like, talk with, like, my teammates or, like, my sister, because I run with my sister, and, like, joke around a lot. And that stuff just kind of, like, calms me down and, like, just makes me feel, like, a lot better. And, like, everyone's feeling nervous. So, like, when you kind of share, like, your nervousness with everyone, it, like, calms me down a lot. So I think that helps.
I kind of like to think that, like, every race is a new opportunity and, like, a new way for you to kind of get on the line and challenge yourself. So, like, for me to have the opportunity to constantly challenge myself is something that's, like, really important to me.
Yeah, I agree with what everyone has said. I think it's, like, for me, I just try to remind myself that, like, I'm going to have fun and that, like, even if I do really badly, I'll still be proud of myself and, like, all the things I've accomplished in the past, and just, like, reminding myself that even if I am nervous, like, I'm still gonna finish the race, and I'm still gonna go home at the end of the day.
But tell us about this 11-second PR that you had to make in that moment. How did you find the strength to just go for it?
So that race, I was really nervous, like, before it started, but I was there with a lot of the people from my team, who I'm really close friends with. So we did, like, all of our warm-ups together, and I actually almost missed the start, which would have been really bad. So yeah, but I think just, like, not having the time to sit and just think, like, oh my god, like, I'm gonna do so bad, but having, like, just being on the line and just not even having the time to worry, I think was what helped me, and just reminding myself, like, there's no reason to slow down. Like, there's no reason to stop pushing.
I tried not being nervous for meets, and it didn't really work out. I think I need a little bit of adrenaline going in. But also, I think the toughest part for me was focusing on myself kind of brought too much anxiety, because what if I didn't hit my goals? What if I didn't do it, like, it for me? So then focusing on doing it for the team really helped me. Like, even at, like, divisionals, still scoring for the team. That really helped.
What are you seeing, like, when you see these ladies on stage, like, how do you think about this compared to, like, your experience in high school?
I just think you guys are so much more level-headed than I was. And I'm so impressed by, I know that I don't want to focus on times, because how fast you are does not value over anyone else. But when I hear them talk about their accomplishments, I think, I want you guys to know what I did in high school, and it was not what you guys have done. So I don't want you to think of limits, you know? Like, I went to 2 Olympic Games and won a silver medal at the World Championships, and I was nowhere as fast as you girls are. So I just want you guys to, I just want them to know, like, anything is possible, and they have a total leg up on what I had accomplished at their age.
How does that make you feel?
That's crazy. like, that's just kind of mind-blowing, I guess, because, I don't know, I just look ahead to that, and it feels almost impossible to think of going faster than I am right now, but that's pretty inspiring.
Yeah, I agree with that. And especially because, like, you hear so much about people, like, in high school who are running these crazy times. And it's, like, hard to remember that even if you don't feel like you're, like, the best in the state or you're not, like, you know, the top, like, five or whatever, that you still can improve and go on to do, like, amazing things like that.
Yeah, I think it's really inspiring, but also kind of intimidating in a way.
Yeah, I agree. I just think, like, it's really inspiring because especially, like, seeing what girls are doing in high school and just, like, kind of you can take some time. Well, a lot of times, like, you can compare yourself to them. So it's just, like, nice to hear that.
I also think it's inspiring because, like, looking at all the college times, it gets intimidating and thinking, like, how would I ever run that fast?
Yeah. Well, that's – I'm glad that you guys are listening to me in this moment because I was not the fastest. You know, I qualified for this national cross-country race twice, but I didn't make it my senior year. I didn't get heavily recruited. I actually sold myself to Colorado, which is where I ended up going. And I just loved the sport, and I felt like I could do more. I never thought I would accomplish the things that I did, but I didn't want to be done. And I think one of the things that makes me nervous about the way you guys have access to everyone's results is that sometimes you feel like you need to be doing that now. But the reality is, as you get older and stronger, that's the body that's going to help you do all those things. So I know it may seem like crazy now, but I think it's crazy how fast you guys have run. Like, it's really impressive. And you guys have so much to gain, wisdom, strength, training, all these things over the years that just don't put limits on yourself. You have no idea where you could go. You could go all the way to the top.
I would love to hear you talk a little bit more about the long game.
Yeah, I think, you know, I started running competitively, like, on a team when I was 12, and I almost made an Olympic team at 38. You know, I was one spot away from making my third Olympic team at 38, and so it was a 26-year journey of, like, I think I'm going to run cross-country because that won't hurt my arms, you know, to, like, you know, I'm trying to make an Olympic team. And I think the thing that really saved me, there was a lot of bumps and a lot of injuries and a lot of, you know, there was times where I thought, I ended up winning a few NCAA titles, cross-country and two on the track, but then I was injured for 3 years, and I thought, how will I ever go to the next level? I can't even stay healthy. So I don't want to pretend like it was not like this. It was like ding, 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 ding. You know, it was all over the place. But the thing is, I still wanted to pursue it. And I think if you can think of your career as this long stretch, there's plenty of places to have bad years or bad seasons or a bad race. But there's also plenty of time to have great races and great seasons and great experiences. And it really is not trying to confine it, like, I have to make this happen now. It's like enjoying it and being present and knowing that the opportunities are going to be there. You know, thinking, I just think I got lucky that the coach that I had in college really said, I don't want you to be the best right now. I want you to be the best in 4 years. And I think that really changed my mindset because I do think in high school I was trying to do it all now. It needs to happen now. And then that mindset just really stuck with me. So I think if you love it, and it remains enjoyable, you could be doing this for so long. I mean, look at Sarah Hall. She's going to be 41 on Monday, and she's going to be fighting for a podium spot. I mean, if you really want to run that long, I know that's a long time. But if you wanted, right, you could. You could have this really long, fulfilling career.
What excites you the most about running these races and the potential?
I like seeing new PRs and faster times.
Yeah, I agree. I like seeing, like, when I PR and stuff and just, like, how my training is improving and getting stronger.
I agree with that, but it's also kind of fun to see, like, your friends on the track team as well also PRing. I feel like it's running is such, like, a different environment than every other sport, so it's fun to enjoy that.
Yeah, I agree with what's been said. I think it's really cool to see the improvements, both, like, physically and mentally of, like, you know, thinking about what you've done, like, in the years past and getting to see what you're doing now in the present.
Yeah, definitely progress is the most exciting thing to me. And also, I'm excited to run in the nicer weather now.
Yeah. It does get easier, right? One thing I wanted to ask you guys about, too, is, like, I went to high school with this group of girls, and we still get together. It's our cross-country team still gets together every year. We get together the second weekend in November every year. And I was so lucky to have an experience like that because I had a lot of struggles and I was, you know, my body was changing. I wasn't running as fast, but, like, one of you was talking about, like doing it for the team And that really kept me in running because I love them so much. So I'm curious, I mean, everybody's experience is different, but could you tell us what your teammates are like and how that, what the culture is like on your team?
Yeah, my team is incredible. I think everyone just has so much fun. Like there's definitely ups and downs with a sport like track, but during the downs, it's the people around you that really bring you back up.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think especially in a sport like running, it's really important to have people that you can rely on and people that you know are going to be there for you to go on your runs with and, you know, to talk to in the downs, like you said. And I think it's just really, because at least for me, a lot of my cross-country team has been upperclassmen. And so it's really important to be able to have, like, those people that you can talk to and those people that can tell you, like, oh, when I, you know, when I was a freshman, it was really hard. Here's what you can do.
Yeah, I think that, like, when I started cross-country, it was, like, mid-COVID, and most of my team was also upperclassmen, and hearing all of the advice that they had said, and, like, one of them was, like, don't wish the time away. Like, it goes by so fast, and now being here as a senior is just, it's crazy to, it's April, and I'm about to graduate in a month.
Do you know what you're doing after graduation?
Yeah, I'm running at UMass Amherst.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Congratulations. They've had some pretty good runners.
Yeah, I would like agree with all the, with what everyone said, like just running with other people or like for other people. And like I run with my sister too, so it's really nice to have her and we can like support each other and stuff like that on the team. It's really nice.
Yeah, I also like love my team because my training partner is also like one of my bestest friends like outside of track and like everyone on the team, like you're always in the circle no matter how fast you are.
Oh, I love that.
So obviously we are pro women's sports here in this room. It's a very big deal, and a lot of positive change has been made over the years. Could you talk about that a little bit, Kara, and like how hopeful it is for these girls, women on this stage, and what they have to look forward to?
Yeah, I think I was in a pretty cool generation where I got to see the first, you know, I mean, I was only six when Joni won the gold medal in 84, but I grew up knowing that women could run, right, unlike my mom. And I think when I was in high school, like, the girls were still running shorter than the boys and all that kind of stuff, and now it seems to be equalized. So I'm excited for you guys because, and even though the access to everybody makes me a little nervous for you, but you have access, you can see what other people are achieving, and you know that you deserve to be there and you deserve to have a place at the table and a place at the starting line. And I think right now, I mean, it's funny because we ask them about pro runners and they don't really follow pro runners, but right now in the United States anyway, we're seeing a big boom on the female side, on the women's side. Our women distance runners are, they just are, they're outperforming the men. And you guys get to kind of grow up and see that. And I think that's so important because you really can't dream what you don't know exists. And so when you see these women competing at the highest level, then you know that exists and then you can actually dream that. Like, that's why I always talk about Lynn Jennings, because I saw her win a medal at the Olympics. I mean, through the TV, but I actually saw that, right? And I could think about that and contextualize that and go back to that. And if I hadn't seen that, I don't know what, like, I don't know where I might have gotten that, like, that belief or that like, knowing that could be, you could go to the Olympics and win a medal if I hadn't seen it. So I'm excited for them, and I think the opportunities are endless, and even now in coverage, we have female broadcasters, which I didn't hear a single female voice growing up, but now you hear mine, and I think it's important. Like, we know the sport, we know it well, and we should be equals, and I think that you guys are growing up in a generation where it's more so.
Who are your role models?
My role model is just, I like to look up to college people at like Parker Valby breaking 15. I like think it's very inspiring.
Yeah, I don't really have anybody specific, but I'm looking up to Parker Valby too and just seeing like what all these girls are running.
I would agree. Mine's probably also Parker Valby.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think also just the people on my team that have gone on to like run in college and run like really quickly and run really fast times. Like it's really crazy to see like people that I used to run with being, you know, so amazing.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just watching girls I've raced against go into college, like Amelia Everts at running at Stanford and Camille Jordan's at UPenn. So just like following them is really exciting.
What do y'all do outside of running?
I'm pretty sports focused. I play a lot of soccer and
I'm on the MIA student board, so that's a pretty cool experience. And then I just like to kind of, I live in downtown Boston, so just kind of finding new things to do around the city. Yeah,
I agree. Like going out and spending time with my friends or like doing a lot of schoolwork usually during the year. And I like to just, you know, spend time with the people around me, whether that's like on the team or off the team.
Yeah, I really like anything outside because I'm also very sports-based, like hanging out with friends or family.
Yeah, I agree. I like doing a lot of outdoorsy stuff and hanging out with my friends.
I'm also like very sports-based. I just love to play soccer and hang out with kids from my track team.
I feel like the cross-country coaches are always trying to recruit the soccer kids.
Yeah. I'm wondering with the soccer girls, you know, I also played soccer until I graduated from high school, and then I had to make a decision. Are you guys still, are you going to be in the Olympics in running and soccer? Like, what's going to happen here? Are we going to lose you to soccer, or what's going to happen? Do you guys, like, still love soccer and want to pursue that, too? I love that. And you want to pursue it, too?
Yeah, I don't think I'll play sports in college, but I definitely want to continue soccer.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's great. I mean, don't want to lose you to it, though.
I know. We want to keep you with the running.
Yeah.
What do you miss about this part of running, Kara, like the team culture that they have in high school and whatnot?
I think it's so pure.
Yeah.
You really, like, there's nothing like a high school or even a collegiate, like, cross-country team or track team. You guys hang out together. You go to practice together every day. You ride the buses together. You just get to know each other so well, and you really are invested in each other. And I just love this age because you really do love your teammates. You want them to succeed. And it's not like that's different when you get older, but it is a little bit different. You know, you're, like, more fixated on qualifying for something or hitting a time, or maybe you have to maybe beat your friend to get that last spot. And so I just think it's just such a pure time, and they're just learning their bodies and learning what they're capable of. And you can see it. You know, every year they get, like, stronger and a little bit more confident. And I don't know. I love it. I love it so much, yeah.
How do you all stay in the mindset of, like, running is really serious for me, but I also want to keep it fun and not hold it so tightly when, for instance, when you had your foot injury and you have to kind of put it on the back burner, like, do you have role models in your life that speak on that to you about how to balance that?
Running does keep you, like, very disciplined, but having your coaches and teammates, they help keep it fun because you're always with them and you're always just hanging around with them because you're always at track.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, with running, you have to be really disciplined in order if, like, you want to be good. Like, you have to be really focused. But I think, like, a big thing is just, like, having fun with it. Because if you're not, like, enjoying what you're doing and you're not enjoying, like, the training that you're doing or, like, having fun with it, like, you're just not going to enjoy it and then you're not going to be able to get faster. So I think just having fun.
I agree with having fun, and I think, like, my parents and my friends have been really inspiring to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. Having fun and having, like, my parents are really involved in what I do, and they really support me, and so having people in your life that, like, care and want you to be better is really important.
Yeah, I think it can get really stressful when it's so competitive and competition-focused, but I think going back to, like, remembering how much I love the sport of running, or even soccer, like, whatever sport you're doing, just, like, going back to how much you love playing it is really important.
Kara, what's your message for these ladies?
Well, I want to hear what your hope is for your future in running. And I don't, you know, maybe not all of you want to run in college or pursue it, but I hope that you'll continue with it just as a lifestyle. So tell me what your hopes are for your future with running.
I'd love to break 5 in the mile at some point. I'm hoping sooner rather than later, but...
Yeah, I agree. Just, like, I'd like to hit goals that I have in, like, my favorite events. Like, there's, some school records that I really want to get by the end of, like, my high school career and hopefully running in college.
Yeah, there's some school records that I want to get before I leave. But when I go off to college, I'm just really excited to challenge myself on the next level.
Yeah, I definitely want to, like, try new events in outdoor, like, the 2 mile, or, like, not new, but try more doing different events in outdoor and stuff and running in college and just, like, seeing that where that takes me.
I want to run in college and break school records.
I love it. I love it.
Own it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to open it up for a little bit of audience questions, but I just wanted to say, like, this brings me so much joy, and you guys don't even know, but a girl is going to listen to this, and they're going to see themselves in you, and you just made it more accessible for them to dream big and to have goals, and so I want to just, like, give them a round of applause really quick, because you guys are awesome.
Any, like, last piece of advice for them as they open
it
up to questions?
I mean, I just feel like they're already so wise, but just continue to chase your dreams, continue to keep it fun. Don't be afraid to walk away for a little bit if it isn't fun. It will always be there for you. And if you end up, like, not liking it for a while, it's okay to take a step away because it'll always be there to go back to. And I don't know, I'm, like, just really grateful that you guys took time to spend with us tonight.
I would piggyback on that. We just did a podcast with Kira D'Amato, and I mean, she was talking about how she did, like, I don't know, it was like 7 years where she just kind of, like, stopped running, and now she holds American records. So I love what you said about that. Like, if you need to have a break, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's not the end.
Thanks so much for being here today, everybody. Share this episode, pass this along to your local Girls on the Run chapter, or any young athletes or coaches that might be interested in listening. I think this would be a great episode for coaches to listen to. Big thanks to Wazelle for including me in this awesome endeavor. Girls on the Run, Boston, Kara, I appreciate all of you so much. And we'll see you next time on I'll Have Another.